Welcome to Voting Matters, a series of conversations about the voting process from WUKY and the League of Women Voters. Now, here's your co-hosts, Liza Holland, president of the Lexington chapter of LWV, and WUKY's Alan Lytle.
Welcome to our first edition of Voting Matters, a new podcast from WUKY and the League of Women Voters. And joining me is the League of Women Voters Lexington chapter president, Liza Holland. Welcome today.
We are so excited to be here. Thanks so much.
And our guest also is Megan Gullah with Civic Lex.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting us too. We're happy to be here.
All right, so everything we're going to talk about here is just why voting matters and maybe your vote and how it matters and things of that nature. But Liza, let's first start talking about the Lexington chapter of the League of Women Voters.
Okay. Well, the Lexington League is made up of both women and men. We have to keep our nod to our origins with the suffragettes by saying League of Women Voters, but we are a fully nonpartisan organization that is dedicated to civic engagement, civic learning, and encouraging voting.
And the way you do that is a number of ways. Talk about that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of different things, particularly this fall. This ramps up into our super busy season. We are working with a lot of partners like Civic Lex and trying to do some education around the different people that are running for office. So we do candidate forums and we do some in-person meet and greets, which we'll talk about in a little bit. We also do a lot of work just getting out into the community and encouraging people to vote, getting them registered if they're not registered, having them double check their registration, and basically giving them enough knowledge so that they can feel like they're going into the voting booth as an informed voter.
Yes. Now, it's important to note that the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan nonprofit group. So you don't endorse particular candidates of any kind.
No, we do not. Our focus is all about having citizens vote their conscience and figure out how they can best participate in our democracy. There can be some confusion sometimes because our National League of Women Voters and our State League are also involved in particular issues that are of interest to the League. But again, we are nonpartisan in that. It is looking at things that allow voters the most permissions to be out there, like restoration of voting rights. We're very involved in the gerrymandering and trying to encourage a independent groups to be able to draw those lines, that sort of thing.
And also, you have advocated for more transparency from the Kentucky General Assembly, as well as open primaries.
Yes. In fact, those are two very, very important issues to us right now, because unfortunately, the legislature has been doing things in a very shotgun sort of a way that is not really allowing voters to be able to weigh in on the issues. And frankly, some of our legislators feel like they're being a little overwhelmed by the speed of some of our legislation. So we recently released a report that really put that into focus and gave a lot of specific examples. And so we do encourage voters to talk to their representatives and say, look, we want this to be transparent. We want it to be open. We want it to be something that really is a collaborative process. You know, we as voters, we elect these people and we want them to make sure that they are representing what our thoughts and desires really are, not just their own. That's another reason why we want we have just taken a position about open primaries and going to be advocating for that over the next few years. I'm really pleased that our Secretary of State, Michael Adams, has come out and discussed this issue. And you know, and he is in favor of looking at open primaries here in Kentucky. Interestingly, we are one state that doesn't have it, surrounded by all kinds of states that do. So it's going to be an interesting process to kind of explore that, because that is the fastest growing section of our population is either independent or other. because people don't want to affiliate with a primary per se.
Yes, and of course, if you're
party,
and if you are not affiliated, you can't vote in primaries.
Right. Right. And increasingly, that is where a lot of real decisions are made, is in those primaries. And, you know, the parties are making their decisions on taxpayer dollars. All of those primaries are funded by our taxpayer dollars. And it seems to me that everybody who is a taxpayer ought to be able to have some sort of a say, or if the parties want to pay for it themselves, maybe that's a different issue.
And we will endeavor maybe to get Secretary Adams to appear on this very podcast. I think that'd be a great interview to have if we are certainly talking about open primaries.
Oh, I agree and would fully advocate for that. I've been incredibly impressed with him overall. I mean, transparency, he's extremely active on social media. He actually reaches out to the voters, and I've just been really impressed.
All right. So you mentioned that things are going to get really, really busy here. And this podcast is dropping right after Labor Day. And that's usually like the home stretch, or when people start to pay attention to elections, all things elections, if you will. So and we're going to get to those candidate forums here in a minute. But let's talk about some voter registration drives that y'all are doing.
Yeah, you'll see the league out in a lot of different places in the next couple of months here. We are really looking for opportunities to get out, particularly in kind of some underserved populations. We're looking at NEAT, collaborative efforts with like the ABLE group and NAACP and some other things. So I'm excited about it. We've had it everything from a neighborhood association to most recently a business is doing a fundraiser for an animal shelter. And so you wouldn't think there was a connection there, but they want to have us there for voter registration. So I think it's exciting because it affects all different areas of our community.
Yeah, and we're heading into fall festival season, and just in touching, reaching out in the human touch kind of situation, rather than just, yeah, we have a website, here's information on how to get registered to vote. It's very important to put a face to these efforts, correct?
I think so, and especially for people who are maybe a little confused, they're not sure how things work, to be able to have somebody there that, you know, kind of walks you through the process is really, really helpful. And, you know, I've been at booths where I got into a discussion with someone and they said, you know, I hadn't really thought about voting that much, but after talking with you, I think I'm going to make that a priority. And, you know, I've counted that as a super success from that particular interaction.
Oh, yeah. All right. So let's get to Megan and the role of Civic Lex. Obviously, we have a longstanding relationship with Civic Lex, with the Civic Lex chat, especially when you all put out the newsletter once a week, and we kind of hit some of the highlights of that on the radio. So welcome, Megan.
Thank you. Yeah.
How is Civic Lex and the League of Women Voters, how are they working together, particularly this fall?
Yeah, we've got four candidate forums on the calendar with candidates from mostly the districts that have competitive races. So those dates, it's coming up really soon, and we've got August 28th is our first one. So we're going to be doing like a big promotional push this week and early next week. So August 28th, and that'll be District 10 and 2. Dave Savigny will be there. He doesn't have an opponent, but he'll still be there. And that'll be at Lafayette High School from 6 to 8 p.m. All of these are 6 to 8 p.m., so it's a little bit easier to remember. And I'll explain the format. It's a little bit different from a traditional candidate forum or a debate. So you'll get an explanation kind of when you get there. But it's more of a conversational opportunity, especially between residents or attendees and the candidates themselves, rather than them just speaking on a platform like at you. You'll be able to ask them questions and talk directly with them. So we like that format a lot. We've heard a lot of positive feedback. So we're excited to bring it to the district council races. We've done it before with at-large council candidates, but this is the first time we've tried to do it with district councils. So a little bit more planning and logistics, just more districts to kind of fit into the format, but we're really excited about it. And the others are September 11th. That's scheduled for 8, 4, and 9. I'm thinking it'll probably be just the candidates from District 4, since that's the only one with a competitive race. That'll be at Tate's Creek High School. And then September 25th, we have Districts 5 and 7 at Henry Clay. And on October 9th, 1 and 12 will be at Bryan Station. So we're really excited about those. And we'll have some students from the high schools volunteering to help with, you know, wayfinding within the high schools. I did a couple tours this past week, and I can't find my way through some of them. So I'm like, can we get some help there? So we'll have some wayfinding. And then we'll also have coffee from A Cup of Commonwealth and some gelato from Sorella's Gelateria. It's just some snacks and refreshments for attendees as well. So we're excited about those. And you can always contact either Civic Lex or the League for more information if you want some more info before the dates of those forums.
Now, these forums, is a situation where a person will go from one room to another? I know y'all did those before, and, you know, it kind of required people to sort of get up and move a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as the at-large forums. With this, it'll be like a district. And for a lot of them, they'll be just in the same room, but the rooms are big enough where there's enough separation. So the candidates will just switch, and it's only two candidates this time instead of it being, you know, like 12 topics or six topics. So it's a lot less moving around. And yeah, if you just want to hear from one candidate, they'll be available after their session. So you can go and talk to them like at their table. So you'll be able to ask them more questions if you need to, if you didn't have time to get all of your concerns addressed during that session.
All right. And I'm going to guess that there's going to be informational tables from the League as well as Civic Lex in the lobby of these events.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll have tables for the League, for Civic Lex, and for all the candidates. So you'll be able to take as much information as you would like.
And Liza, this is it just seems like a natural that you guys would partner with Civic Lex on these things.
Oh, I'm so excited about our partnership. We really sat down last year and said, you know, a lot of our vision and mission is so much the same. How can we sit down and work together effectively, right? We heard from a lot of candidates that, you know, everybody and their cousin wanted them to fill out informational types of things and whatnot. And we kind of looked at that. How can we streamline? And so the recorded actual candidate forums that we're going to be doing that will be posted on YouTube and on social media, then Civic Lex is going to go ahead and post those. So you'll have those specific, you know, kind of more debate style types of forums to be able to access. They're also collaborating with us a little bit on Vote 411. So we sat down and put together some questions for that. And I would just mention that for our listeners, the League is always looking for additional questions to ask our candidates as we do these forums. And so if you go to lwvlexington.com, you can submit questions and we can try to get those into rotation.
Oh, and we'll make sure that there are links from this podcast on our website to your various sites as well. Now, you had mentioned these other candidate forums, and are those, they're not candidate forums, they're more like debates, and is that with the public library systems, or?
Actually, it used to be, and we do call them candidate forums, because they're not in a traditional debate type of a format. We have a series of questions that we ask each candidate and give them a limited amount of time to be able to respond. Because the time frame is so short, we don't allow for rebuttals in our situation. So that's what kind of keeps it from being a debate per se. Mm-hmm. But we do, as I said, take these questions from Civic Lex, from the League, from the public, and ask them specific to their particular office, their particular race, what is of interest to them and how they would solve particular problems.
Let's talk a little bit about Vote 411.
Sure. Vote 411 is actually a platform that was devised by the National League of Women Voters, and so it is available across the country. And the concept is for it to be a little bit of a one-stop shop that it can be very personalized. You go in, you put in your address, and it can show you exactly what's going to be on your specific ballot. And that's where we also have the written responses from candidates. We also have links to the recorded forums and a lot of other types of just voting information. It can tell you where your precinct is, all that kind of stuff. And that can get a little bit hairy if you're just trying to search for that stuff by yourself. So we try to put it in this one-stop shop of vote411.org.
And Megan, there's a lot of candidate information on Civic Lex's website.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of overlap there, but Civic Lex, mostly, like, we only focus on local. So we're only on Fayette County. And so our we have a voter education website called LexVote, lex.vote. So you can go there and find out candidate information for all of the local candidates. And it can be really hard to find like contact information and even just campaign websites and things like that. So we really try to just comb through Google search and everything to find as many like records and useful things for voters as we can. So all of that information is also on lex.vote. And this year we printed, we did a print guide for the primaries and we'll have one for the general as well. So you can look for those in libraries and community centers, shops that will allow us to leave them at their shops, just around Fayette County. So keep an eye out for that. Yeah, we just try to compile as much information for these local candidates as possible, and especially for the down ticket ones like school board, soil and water conservation district. It can be almost impossible to find information about those folks. So we really try to put as much as we can out there for voters.
Well, I know how labor intensive that is. And so we just cut out the middleman and we just link to your to your site.
You.
If anybody wants information about local races, that, you know, Civic Lex is the place to go.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. And Liza, same situation as far as all that information that's available on, and I have it up here, you know, the League of Women Voters. It's a very attractive looking website, very handy as well.
Well, thank you so much. You know, again, it goes back to that we're all trying to accomplish the same kind of a thing. And the more that we can support each other, the more powerful it's going to be. And I think the more impact that we'll have.
And again, the first event is August 28th, and there will be a few more forums throughout September.
Yes, we are going to be having three more forums that Megan mentioned those dates. I think the next one is September 11th. So we do encourage you to come out and meet these candidates in person. If you're not, then we are going to be recording all of our candidate forums through the first part of September and into the very beginning of October. And as we get those done and edited, we'll be releasing those on YouTube. So you can see them on our website, on social media, on CivicLex, wherever you'd like to get there. But I just really encourage voters to dig a little deeper. You know, don't go with the candidate that I've heard that name, so I'm going to click the box. Find out what they really want to do and then vote your conscience. Find out who you think has the best solutions and go that way.
And as you mentioned, this is open to men and women. And I assume that you're always looking for volunteers.
Oh, gosh, yes. And you don't necessarily have to be a member of the league to participate as a volunteer. So very much interested in that. And again, I hate to keep going website, but we do have an opportunity there to sign up and we can get you plugged in on whatever you're interested in. We'd love to do that.
And Megan, what else is Civic Lex into this fall?
So we also, along with our voter education work, we've got a couple long-term projects. My coworker, Stephanie Mobley, is our K-12 civic education director. So she is just going to be, you know, all day, every day, almost doing workshops in some of the high schools in Kentucky, in Fayette County, a lot just on our just basic like civic education workshops. So we do one that's on the basics of local government and then one on the city budget, kind of what are the basics that students need to know to kind of be like well-informed residents in Lexington. So she's going to be super busy doing those. And I always want to say or let people know that if you have, you know, a student group or for adults, I do a lot of the workshops for adults, like a civic group or a neighborhood association or a social group, anything like that. We do them at the senior centers a lot. We can bring those to you. So that's always an option if you want to learn a little bit more about just how sort of civic processes work in Lexington. We're happy to bring those to you. So we'll be having a few of those throughout the fall. And we do have a voter education workshop at Eastside Library coming up in 2 weeks. So check our calendar and it'll be on the league's calendar and Civic Lex's calendar. So check on the calendar for that. And that's open to anybody. It's free. So we'll, again, be talking a lot about this, like how to find information about candidates, important dates, locations, all that kind of stuff. Oh my God. Mostly, like what I'm working on mostly is just election stuff. We also have, my coworker Kit is working on outreach for Kelly's Landing. I was going to say Kit's Landing. Kelly's Landing, which is a new public park. It's the city's only river access park and you know, in the county. So the city is working on just getting that ready to go for people. And we did a lot of public input on, you know, what do people want to see at that park? What kind of activities and things like that do they want to see? So Kit's working on that. And then we have a couple things like in the works. But I think like in the fall, we're really just focused on elections right now.
And there's plenty to focus on. You know, this is an off year for some offices, but it's big locally.
Mm-hmm. I think especially like the I think it's District 7 and District 12 are interesting because those are right now it's two it's Preston Worley and Kathy Plowman. And they're stepping down after this. So it's two brand new candidates. So people we've never seen on council before. And I feel like that's always exciting. Like, what are they going to bring to council? Like, what do they want to see for the city? And they will, I believe all of them are submitting candidate questionnaires. So you'll be able to get a little bit of, hear a little bit of their thoughts about like, what do they want to accomplish in their district? So I'm excited to see how those races shake out. And then always just some new candidates running for council and some incumbent seats. So we'll see how those shake out too. So always local, there's always some interesting stuff going on the local level. I feel like it doesn't get as much love. Or that's the whole reason why Civic Lux exists, because there's a lot of attention being paid to national and state, not a lot on the local level, but there's so much that happens and so much you can do at the local level. So we really want people to pay attention to it and get involved in whatever way they feel like they want to.
And a good way to get started would be to sign up for the newsletter.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, that's a huge thing. I always forget to plug. Our newsletter goes out every Monday. It's the Civic Lex Weekly, and it's got information about what's going on in City Hall for each week. Kind of perfect timing for this since council is just starting back on their fall term. So sign up for that at our website at civiclex.org. Or if you're at one of these events in person, we'll get you signed up in person. But a huge just like wealth of information for you there. And also highlights different ways for you to get involved if there are public input opportunities or other ways to give feedback on things. And just if you have questions, it's a great way to kind of dip your toes into getting involved in local government, get familiar with it, and then, you know, think about contacting your council representative or attending a meeting or anything like that.
And the League also does a lot of outreach by way of social media, correct?
We do. Most of our input is through social media, but you're welcome to sign up on our for our newsletter as well. The other thing that I think is a really neat opportunity is to start to get involved civically in a little bit of different types of things. Like, we go to all of the naturalization ceremonies when people become a new citizen of this country. You want to talk about being heartening. The other thing, honestly, the local elections, my other plug for that piece is that's what gives me hope. Listening to the candidates talk about what's happening here in Lexington, it's not a whole bunch of just sound bites that they've been told to say. These are real people that have real interesting thoughts, and it's at the local level that we can actually affect the most change. The other thing that I would mention, we are partnering with Voices Amplified. They're doing at the Farish Theater, they're going to be doing a play called What the Constitution Means to Me. And so excited, they're going to be having three productions here at the Farish, and then down at EKU, they're also going to be having a few. And I want to say it's September 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of the ads about that, and that looks like a real fascinating and timely production there.
Exactly. Why not add a little bit of arts and culture into our civic life?
And the League sponsors a lot of stuff throughout the year. What I know that you have had speakers, especially during the pandemic, you had speakers over Zoom that would give presentations.
Yeah, we've done a good combination. We're getting more into the in-person thing again, but this year alone, we did a forum with some real neat folks, Trey Grayson and Josh Douglas, about open primaries, and that whole piece of all, you know, the pros, the cons, et cetera, et cetera. We've been doing a neat in-person thing called Democracy in the Distillery District, where we just pull people in and have interesting conversations. And one time we did text banking to encourage people to get out to vote. A little bit of everything. We have had programs involved in the redlining. We're looking forward to doing some more around history. But if any of that kind of programming stuff appeals to people, we're in the market for a new programs director. So love to get some new and fresh blood and ideas there.
All right. Send your resumes to this radio station and then we will get it straight over to Liza. Anything to add or should we kind of wrap it up and get going with September?
I think just highlighting the voter registration deadline. October 7th is your registration deadline. So make sure you're registered or check your registration. We always encourage people to check your, you know, even if you know you're registered, you may have forgotten, you know, a recent move or things like that, or just your information may have changed. So we always want to make sure people update it before the deadline. So that's the big one that's coming up. There are some down the road, like your mail-in absentees and all those kinds of things. But that's the big one to watch out for.
Yeah, and we will be in people's ears on their phones as we approach this very important election day. Lots of things to talk about in between now and then. But for today, I want to thank both of you, Liza Holland with League of Women Voters from Lexington and Megan Gulla with Civic Lex. They've both been our guests today on Voting Matters, and we will return shortly.
You've been listening to Voting Matters, a podcast produced in collaboration with WUKY and the League of Women Voters. Subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts, or download Voting Matters from the podcast page at wuky.org. We also have links from the organizations and guests mentioned in this program. See you next time for Voting Matters.